You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, which is still known as Boomer's least favorite day.
It is still known as that. That is correct.
But it is also known as Friday Eve.
Yes, and that makes it all better.
You doing good?
Yeah, doing good.
All right, man. Good deal. All right, listen, we got a great show laid on for you today. So 3:30 today, it's my favorite time of every single week. It's a segment we do at 3:30 called Boomer and McQueen. So the lovely McQueen will join us here in studio, and we'll get to just go back and forth and swap opinions and ideas and see what's what. So, yeah, 3:30 p.m., Boomer and McQueen. And then at 4 o'clock today, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, will be here with some major breaking news, some of which I'll go ahead and outline for you a little bit. Like, did you know Trump's coming to Alabama? We'll give you the specifics. Did you know Pence is coming to Alabama? We'll give you the specifics. Did you know the Supreme Court just ruled this morning in a major case affecting Alabama's district lines? We'll talk about it. All right, so 4 o'clock today, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, calling in to give us some updates. And then there's that whole triple dipper, so hit it, bud.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, out the gate, when helping is hurting, is what I call it. When helping is hurting. I mean, it's amazing when liberals get an opportunity to enact public policy and they do stuff. This will help. It will make people's lives better. And all you do is make crime go up and homelessness become rampant and drug use is everywhere. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some key examples when helping is hurting. Number two, transmania. Are you seeing it everywhere? Is it just like suddenly the whole world is transgender? Are Boomer and I the last two cis white males in the entire world? What the heck? Anyway, we're going to talk about it. It's pretty epic right now how the feeding frenzy is ongoing. I think we're going to look back on this years from now and realize that this was a fad like leisure suits and bell bottoms. But nonetheless, it's where we are for the moment. Transmania. And we'll talk about it. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, 2024 is coming. I mean, all God's children going to run for presidential primaries in the GOP. I mean, it's like everybody and their grandson is now jumping into the race. And so, 2024 is coming. How's that breaking down? Who all's in? What does it mean? And we'll talk about that, too, with Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party. All right. That's a lot. Let me jump over here, though, and go straight to my opening comments for the day. I'm a conservative, right? I'm a conservative. I say it every day on this show multiple times. Solid conservative, just plain right. What is that? I mean, a what? You heard me. I'm a conservative. What's that mean? Does that mean that I vote Republican? Well, it's way more than that. The bottom line is, if the Democrat Party was the one that stood for things like small government, less spending, lower taxes, traditional values, constitutional rights, strong national defense, the rule of law. If the Democrat Party stood for all of those things, well, then I'd be voting Democrat, but they don't. But if you just heard me there, you will have caught on to the fact that being conservative is far more than a party or a vote. It's about principle. My goal in doing this show every single day has always been that each one of you listening would find yourself educated, empowered, enlightened, entertained, able to walk away from any given show and have those conversations about life that you know, are even more ready for at that point. Able to not only believe what you believe, but to explain it. I mean, it's very common for all of us to have a true belief, something rooted deep in our core, like you know you're a conservative. The trick comes in knowing how to put that into words. How do you express that in a way that makes sense? How do you describe what you know you believe in? You know that you know that you know, but how do you say it in a way that you can do it off the cuff, at the drop of a hat, and have it make sense to other people? I mean, really, y'all, It's not enough for us to say, I'm a conservative, and shake our fists in the air. We have to be able to give an adequate explanation. So yes, I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative because I believe in things like limited government, the strict construction of our U.S. Constitution, fiscal conservatism in the form of lower taxation, government spending, all those things. But today, I want to spend some time unpacking what I believe a conservative position should be on the question of freedom, real freedom, the very basis for who we are as a nation. Because in my opinion, all the rest of it falls by the wayside if you don't have freedom. I carry a picture around in my wallet. I've told you about it before. It's tattered. It's very nondescript. It's just a picture of a group of men sitting around a table. It's a group of men who put their lives on the line in the new Baghdad to serve as the first ever elected city council in anyone's memory. In that same picture of those men sitting around a table, one of them was assassinated. His name was Sheikh Majid. Another, my friend, Dr. Abdul Qadim, he survived an assassination attempt that very nearly cost him his life. They were heroes in my book. They were men who simply wanted freedom for their people, something they actually knew very little about because they never had it. See, the concept or notion of freedom is what makes America unique in the history of the world. It's part of the actual character of our nation. It's intended that way by the founders, who embedded in our founding documents the phrase, in order to form a more perfect union, that we should secure the blessings of liberty. I once saw a clip of an MSNBC commentator. I once saw a clip of an MSNBC commentator who opined that Americans have a long history of being too freedom-obsessed. Freedom-obsessed. He obviously missed the whole point. We are not a nation of individuals, some of whom are blessed with freedom. We are a nation because of freedom. Freedom is both instinctual and intentional. It is not just who we are as a nation. It is why we are as a nation. Any and all decisions made by government which have the potential to limit the daily activities of citizens of this great nation, they must be reviewed and voted on from the starting point of freedom first and measured against the guarantees of freedom that are enumerated in our Constitution. To be sure, there's always going to be restrictions on personal liberty, restrictions on freedom. It's part of life. We cannot commit murder. We cannot steal property. In a time of war, they may draft soldiers into service for the common defense. It can be measured against the Constitution, all those things. Some of those things will happen, and they'll withstand scrutiny because they should happen. But not every attempt to curtail our personal liberties by government does make sense. Not every good idea by a local school board or a mayor's office, a governor, a president can withstand constitutional scrutiny. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." Lincoln also said one time, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Now, why is that so important? Well, go ask anyone who's ever lived under tyranny, and there's many of them here, right here in our country. They came here to escape, to come to a place that puts value on individual opinions and the right to assemble and the right to speak, the right to own property. Ask them what they left behind. I remember in Baghdad in 2004, Saddam's Ba'ath Party had complete control, one of which was just a simple idea of owning a car. If you did not pledge loyalty to the Ba'ath Party, no car. Then the fall of Iraq happened. And at one point, it was estimated that the city of Baghdad, 5 million people, had upwards of 10,000 cars a day coming in. Epic traffic snarls. It was freedom in action. Ask the people who came to the U.S. in the Mariel boat lifts from Cuba to escape a dictatorship. Ask those who escaped the Khmer Rouge, killing fields in Cambodia and all of it. Go read one of my favorite books, Escape from Camp 14, about life in North Korea. So yeah, I'm a conservative because I place value on freedom. I could leave this country anytime I wanted to, but I place value on the concepts that all men are created equal. I have more than once pledged myself to uphold and defend the Constitution of these United States. I am a conservative because I believe that not every neat idea had by government to cure some ill or force some issue or change some aspect of daily living, that not every idea of government is a good idea because of freedom. I also believe that I'm a conservative because I have the freedom to fail, to live and to try, to sweat and to toil, to dream and to forge those dreams and to expend every ounce of who I am and what I have and to know that what it means to fail and still know that it is not the end is because I have freedom. If they stripped me of everything I own, I would still believe that the cause of freedom is worth it. It is what sets us apart from the rest of the world. So yeah, I'm a conservative because I believe that freedom is worth fighting for, speaking out for, acting for, defending at every turn and against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm a conservative because I believe that if we give up a little bit of freedom without questioning why, that we have in fact just allowed apathy to override responsibility. You've all heard the speech from Braveheart. Yes, yes, I'm going to go there. You've all heard the speech from Braveheart because it's true. William Wallace's character is asking his fellow Scotsman, "What would you do without freedom? Will you fight?" And one man replied, "Fight? Against that? No, we will run and we will live." And Wallace looked back at him and all of them and he said, "Aye, fight and you may die. Run and you'll live, at least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?" So yeah, going back to Baghdad again, I carry that picture in my wallet to remind me that there are men like that right now in this world. There are men who are willing to go to great lengths, even at risk of their lives, to have the smallest amount of self-determination, the freedom to actually live. And when I left Baghdad in late 2004, I met with that same group of local officials, the ones who chose to put their lives on the line to serve, who watched their compatriots right there on that board be assassinated. And I stood up and I looked them in the eye for our last meeting together, and I told them that one day, years away, that their own children would study that time in their history books, and that their names would be in those books, and that those children would grow up to know their fathers had been heroes. So I'm a conservative, not just for freedom, but because of freedom. Because life without freedom, that ain't living. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you go. Get me to quote Braveheart, it's a day, man. Ain't no telling what's going to happen the rest of this show. But I'm serious. We have got to be able to describe why we are what we are and why we believe what we believe. It's not enough to say, "Well, I'm a conservative," and just like rattle off and shake our hands in the air. No, you got to be able to speak it. Well, there's step one. Why are you a conservative? Maybe it's because you believe in freedom. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. So the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You text it in or you can call it in, but that's the number, same number for both. And so, yeah, 833-68-RIGHT. And if you text in for the very first time, then just text your word right side. It's one word, all one word, right side. And when you get there, when it gets to us, it'll automatically send a message back to you. Says, "Hey, like, welcome you right side ruffian, and tell us your first name, where you're from." We'll get you plugged into the system with the scads of other people that we already have in the system. Some texts are already in. Leon from Decatur. Oh, Boomer, you'll be glad to know you and I are not the last two cis white males.
That's right.
Yeah. Leon from Decatur is affirming, "You are not the last two. We are everywhere."
I like it.
I would dare say it's a classic case of there are more of us than there are of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Leanne from Huntsville, "I am so tired of Pride Month already, and it's only June 8th. I am smacked in the face by Pride signs the minute I walk in the office, in the stairwell, in the elevator, restrooms, cafeteria, any wall at all. I bet we got maybe two Pride people and 100 signs. Can I go back to be working from home, please?" Wow, I get it. Chant from Decatur, Alabama, says, "Grandma said if you ain't helping, you're hindering." I think that pretty much sums up the left.
I don't
There you go. That's going to be related to my first dipper here in a minute when helping's hurting. And then Kimball from Harvest. Kimball from Harvest says, unfortunately, many are under the misconception that freedom also relieves them from responsibility. America will succeed as long as our people choose to live righteously. Excellent point. And you know what, though? I just saw two Kimball, if you're listening. I just saw Victor Davis Hanson, who I think the world of his writings. He just tweeted out a minute ago. He said the men who landed at Normandy, because, you know, 2 days ago was the anniversary of the Normandy invasion. He said the men who landed at Normandy didn't believe this country was perfect. They just believed it was better than all the rest. And anyway, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Kimball. Dave from Athens. I served in the Army 22 years. I never saw, he says, compact. I don't know what that means. But I've seen what it would be like without freedom. Nothing moved me like a visit I made to East Berlin. Oh, yeah. Shortly before the wall came down, he says, to see how they lived and shopped with no freedom was more than enough for me to love and appreciate my country and made my dedication to the country I proudly serve that much more meaningful. David in Athens. David, thanks for your service, first of all. And, yeah, man, I remember going to Checkpoint Charlie in West Berlin, standing there looking over the wall at East Berlin, and it was like a black and white movie. It was weird. I could turn around and look behind me, and there was the dynamic, vibrant, bright colors and activity of West Berlin. Commerce going on, you know, fluorescent lights. You could see a Burger King. I mean, there was all this stuff in West Berlin. And you turn around and look across the wall, East Berlin was like a black and white movie. Drab, not much life. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. What else we got here? Joe from Athens. I don't know what you're texting me, brother. You got me a big old acronym there. I'll check it out in a minute. JT from Lacey Springs. Freedom allows two popular things. Hey, y'all, watch this and hold my beer. I'd love to say nothing good ever started from that, but there are some great YouTube videos that are like that. So there's that. And then Jeff from Holly Pond just texted in and said, the rainbow, it's a promise, not a pride. Excellent. Yeah, I said the other day, I want my rainbow back. So anyway, I see you in the text line right now. Mark from Madison, we're glad you're there. Thanks for being a part of the show, man, and we've got you.
Grandma Wanda just
was that
called
Grandma
in.
Wanda
yeah,
on the phone?
She called in.
How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She just wanted to for me to thank you for that monologue. It was so special to her, and she wants everybody to hear it. That's so fair. She was asking how to get a hold of it on the podcast. So I was telling her how to do that.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's good.
Pretty good.
Grandma Wanda, we love you. Hey, listen, by the way, that's a great point, and I'll say that before we go to the break. If you want to hear any of these segments over again, we're podcasted. Every day after the show, Boomer takes the extra time to get the show broken out into pieces and uploads it to all the podcasting formats known to God's green earth. So if you're an iTunes person, a Podbean person, a Spotify person, whatever the case may be, it's all there. One quick way to access it is just to go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and you can go to the podcast page, and you can find it. He's got them up there for you. Not just mine, by the way, not just the show, Right Side Radio is podcasted. There's also that extra special little nugget we call The Right Life with Boomer and McQueen. It comes out every Wednesday. It's on there, too. And I think we're pushing 150,000 downloads right now. Whoop, whoop. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.